Hello there, and welcome to Capital Ideas. This is where members of the Majority Democratic Caucus in the Washington State House of Representatives sit down at the Capitol and talk about ideas. I got to spend a few minutes the other day with J.D. Rossetti, the newly appointed state representative from the 19th Legislative District. That's a big, mostly rural district in southwest Washington. And roughly speaking, if you live west of Interstate 5 and south of State Route 12, you're one of J.D.'s constituents. J.D. sits on the Longview School Board and has three kids in public schools, so it's not surprising that his online bio lists education as a priority. He works on that as a member of the House Education Committee and serves on the Transportation and the Technology and Economic Development Committees as well. We recorded this brief conversation Tuesday, June 7th, 2016, and here's how we started. Welcome to Capital Ideas, J.D. Rossetti. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Thanks for having me.
You just finished up your first session in the legislature. I guess you're the newest member of the state legislature. It's not your first exposure to the state government. You've worked here before. But give me an impression of what it's like to move from being a staff member to being a lawmaker.
The biggest change from being a staff member to a legislator is what they call drinking through a fire hose, and just the amount of information that you have to process and make decisions on very quickly. You're getting information from a various wide range of subjects and topics, and then you're not only discussing them with your caucus, but you're also discussing those policy issues out on the floor as well. So you have to be very quick on your feet and think fast, and you have to be a very clear speaker in order to articulate your points and get your message across.
You're a Democrat. The legislature is very tightly divided. How do you get along with people on the other side of the aisle?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think here in the 19th District, we are in a unique position because we're a rural district and Democrats in a rural district and on the west side of the mountains, which is all a little bit unique for us here in the 19th District. So how we work with folks across the aisle is mostly just through rational, common sense policy approaches that both parties and both sides can find the common ground and find the common solutions to work forward with.
Not a lot of drama.
Not a lot of drama, but you can never know where those minefields may lay.
Tell me about basically your first session.
Yeah, my first session was great. I hit the ground running, introduced several bills. In total, I passed four bills out of the House of Representatives that were sent over to the Senate. Two of those bills passed the Senate and were signed by the governor.
That's pretty unusual for a freshman, particularly one who jumps in the last half of a biennium.
Absolutely, and I think that's attributed not only to my experience in Olympia, working there for several years, but also just my connection to the district and to my constituents. Having that direct connection with them gave me some great ideas on where to start on legislation that would be positive changes for us right here in the 19th District.
Let's talk about education. That seems to be the biggest thing in Olympia for the last several years. Every year is an education session. As a member of the Longview School Board and the father of some school students, you have a close connection with education and the quality of our public schools. How do you feel the legislature did during this past session in relation to fully funding basic education and making other improvements? And where do you see us headed in the future?
That's a complex question, and I think I'd just start off by saying my experience and background comes not only from working with school directors across the state with the Washington State School Directors Association, but you're definitely right. As a current school board member for Longview and children in the district, I think education is very close and near and dear to my heart. This last session, we made some small policy changes, which were very important, and we have to remember that the legislature has increased $2.3 billion over the last several bienniums in basic education costs. Now, that $2.3 billion may seem like a lot, but it's definitely not enough to fully fund our basic education in our state, and that's exactly what I'll be pushing for in this upcoming session and continue to push for. The best thing that we can do as a legislature and as a state is provide some sort of levy reform to the education system. when we talk about levies and levy rates, when we talk about rural Washington, like here in the 19th district, we know that rural Washingtonians are paying 3 to 4 times as much as somebody from the urban areas like Bellevue or Seattle. That inequity is wrong and needs to be corrected so that everybody across the state is paying the same amount and that we are paying to fully fund basic education.
And levy reform promises to be one of the main topics on the table during this coming session when the legislature reaches its deadline for fully funding basic education, correct?
That's correct, and I know that there's some folks working right now to put together definitions of what specifically is basic education and what are considered enhancements for school districts. And once we have a better understanding of how school districts are implementing the basic education components and the enhancement components, we'll be able to have a better understanding of what fully funding basic education is going to look like this next year, and we will be able to apply that to what the legislature has already imposed on itself, which is that definitions of basic education under 2261 that was passed in 2006.
Let me switch gears a little bit here. One of the reasons that we want our kids to get good educations is so that they can then move into life, live well-rounded lives, and have good jobs, support their families. You've recently been appointed by the Speaker of the House to a key task force here in Washington geared toward creating jobs, particularly, I believe, in rural areas.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited to learn of the new appointment. It's the Community Economic Revitalization Board, also known as the CERB Board. And that's a board that has money available to give grants to projects that are in dire need or need immediate attention. So I'm very excited to work with that group and specifically help bring some of those dollars and some of those grant dollars to the 19th District. One of the ones that we've focused on in the last couple of years that we'll continue to focus on in that group is the pontoon site up in Aberdeen. The Department of Transportation has finished their work with the pontoon site, and now as a community, we need to look at what the best use would be for that site for economic development in the future.
It sounds like there's an opportunity for quite a few good jobs in a situation like that.
Absolutely. There's definitely opportunity for jobs, and we'll continue to be promoting job creation right here in the 19th District every step of the way.
I know your time's limited. Let me ask you to look forward. How do you see the next few years unfolding for J.D. Rossetti in relation to the legislature, in relation to policy that could make this a better state?
We're just going to continue working as hard as we possibly can to do what's best for the people of the state of Washington and those right here in the 19th District. The biggest things looking ahead in the 5 years that we'll need to definitely address is continually watching education and promoting good education policies throughout the state. Specifically, we'll need to do more work in delinking testing from graduation requirements and some of the policies where teachers' hands are tied to teaching to a test. So while I'll be focused on education in the next 5 years, I'll also be focused on jobs in the economy as well. Jobs in the economy are very important right here in the 19th District, and we all want a community where everybody in the district has a job and where the economy is robust and moving forward.
We're about out of time. I know you've got appointments to go to. Let me ask you if there's anything we haven't touched on yet that you'd like to get in here for the listeners.
Just thanks for listening, and nice to meet you.
Thank you very much, JD. I appreciate you taking some time.
Thank you.
That's it for today. If you feel like the last few minutes were worthwhile, why not subscribe to Capital Ideas on iTunes or at housedemocrats.wa.gov. Remember, this is your state government. The more you know about how it works, the better it can work for you. For the Washington State House Democrats, I'm Dan Frizzell. Thank you for listening.